All right, so this is continuing recordings with Dr. Chetna. She's going to talk briefly about the homework that she's requesting to be done between weekly meditation sessions and also the evaluation form.
So the whole goal or the idea about this meditation course is application. So we might read, we might gain wisdom, we might gain knowledge, but we want to apply in our daily lives, because it's just not enough if we just gain knowledge, because we all read books of all different kinds. We already have the knowledge. There's so much knowledge out there which we can get, and we continue reading. But till you apply it in your daily lives, you're not going to see any transformation in you. And that's what we're trying to see here. So the transformation will bring on healing on every level, whether it's mind and body, you know, mind and emotions, or whether it's your body going through an illness or sickness. It doesn't matter, or you're trying to deal with the situation. Whatever it is, whatever the idea or the intention or the goal is, we have to do this application. And that's why, I'm bringing the tools together. I did not create the tools, but I want to bring the tools together for you. And that's what I'm trying to do in this meditation course. So I call it the homework assignment, but you can call it anything. I think it's setting up a practice or a routine for you. A meditation practice, you can call it, or a stress reduction practice, whatever you want to call this. And so it's just a suggestion of 15 minutes in the morning. You can do more than that. So my suggestion is at least the 15 minutes in the morning. So you wake up in the morning, get up from the bed, set your alarm 15 minutes before. Don't give yourself a choice. Literally jump out of bed. Just go to the bathroom. Don't even brush your teeth if that gives you a couple more seconds to make a choice. And set up a space in your room. If you want to do it in the same room you sleep, and in a chair, that's fine. Or you want to go into the next room, a den, or make a space for prayer room, whatever you have. Just keep one place, though. And the reason it's important to have a place for the meditation is because, again, remember how we are conditioning our mind and body to do certain things. And over time, what will happen is when you do it in the same spot, the mind automatically and the body automatically knows what to do when you get on that seat. And so that is why it's important to set up the space. And then also because you create a vibration around that space. So when you go in after practicing for a while, the vibrations are so strong that you automatically go into that meditative space very quickly. So that's the whole idea. And so 15 minutes is what? Always begin the 5 minutes with gratitude, because it's the highest vibration ever that I have known. Everybody can do it. That's why it's so simple. We can always be grateful for something. So the 5 minutes will be for journaling, because that's the easiest way I would recommend. You can say it in your mind if you want to. You can say it out loud. But journaling just gives you a better stream of thought, a flow in your gratitude. So once you have that 5 minutes, you're done. You already feel good. So then you go into the 5-minute meditation practice with all the techniques we practice in the weeks. You can select whatever works for you. So you really have to try them out to see which works the best for you to go into that calm space or feeling good. And then the 5-minute, the next one is intention, where you can use your affirmations to set an intention. So that's my 15-minute routine. But if you want to make it a little longer, you can do the alternate nostril breathing, which is adding the 5 minutes to it. The affirmations, you can use it through the day, so it doesn't have to be at a certain time. It's a great tool to block or interrupt your thought pattern and bring you back when you start going in the negative loop. So it's good for that in your car, on your way to work, on your way back from work, in between work, you're waiting at a traffic light, or you're waiting in the line for groceries. It could be multiple things, whenever you want to do it. And then through the day, it's important to use a tool like an app in your phone, whether it's reminders or alerts or an app, meditation bell app, that's what I call it. All these things are useful. I would suggest you put reminders every 2 hours. The only reason to do every 2 hours is it's a reminder again. One thing happens is it reminds you to breathe. Even if you can't follow a specific practice, you just breathe. So the breathing interrupts your thought pattern, and that's what we want. And it regulates your rest of the body, you know, your heart and mind. So that's what's important during the day. And so several times, and of course, before going to bed is also important, because that 5 minutes before you go to bed, it's important to settle your thoughts, to integrate your energies where you are supposed to be, because it also helps with the quality of sleep. Mm-hmm. The quality of sleep is extremely important, because it also is the biggest or the longest period for healing in your body. That's where the body goes through healing. If people don't sleep enough, they don't heal well, and that's why they go into the loop again of being sick over time. So that is why it's important for us to sleep enough. The best hours of sleep are 11 to 6. But that's when the maximum detox happens, protein building happens, muscle building happens, in general, the healing happens. So it's important to remember that. So that's the whole routine I would recommend you to follow, in the beginning especially. And then depends on, you know, how you find your life going, where it's going, in the progression.
Very nice. Thank you very much, Dr. Chaitanya.